Malarn. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state of about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
clearly at this point what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker. That's always been a high profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state of about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike, Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain. of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.